Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. New Pella Christian High School principal Kevin Hertigan joins us on today's program to talk about the new administrative team leading Pella Christian Schools into the academic year and discusses his goals and ambitions as the new administrator on Eagle Lane. Well, Kevin, first of all, it's great to talk to you again. It's actually been probably about 5 years since you and I used to talk on Coach's Corner when you were coaching track and field here, and your role has changed pretty significantly over the past year as you are now the leader here at Pella Christian High School, filling the principal role. First of all, what led you to kind of apply for this position to take over the leadership after it was announced that Wojo was leaving, and what does it mean to now be kind of in charge of the school?
First of all, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity just to talk about Pella Christian and where things are going. I've been interested in administrative leadership in schools for quite some time. A few years ago, that interest started to become a little bit stronger, and when Dan McCotin was principal, he started allowing me to become involved in some of the admin roles, the admin team here. I did some conferences and other training, and really it's been waiting for God's timing. As Dan moved on, Greg seemed to be the natural fit. And as Greg moved on, I really feel that God has placed this as a natural fit for me, where I am professionally in schools and where I am professionally at Pella Christian High School. So, as you mentioned, I've been at Pella Christian High School now for 11 years. I'm entering year 12. I've been math teacher for the last 11 years. And I can't be more thrilled to enter this new possibility and this new position to see school from a different perspective and to continue the great, strong heritage that is around Pella Christian and what it's been for many years and what it hopefully will be in many years from now.
Well, and you come in at a very interesting time at PC with completely new leadership at both buildings and a new district administrator on top of that as part of the school's integration plan. What has that been like for you to not only get used to this new role, but do so at a time that's a time of some pretty big change here for both Pella Christian High and grade school?
Well, the change in leadership is one of the reasons why I was very interested in this position. I've never been interested in a superintendent type role. And really in the past, the role of principal has been principal and superintendent or head of school, whatever you want to refer to it as. And that superintendent head of school was really not my interest level. And so because it was more defined as specifically a principal role, where I get to focus more on students and staff and working with parents, that really is where I am interested in moving forward. So as we change in this leadership structure, I'm very appreciative of the change that the board has decided to go with, to have our interim Harlan DeVries on board. He comes with a lot of experience in Christian schools throughout Iowa, and I have just really appreciated working with him so far.
Well, and what are the things now? We're, almost a month into your first job officially now as a principal. What has it been like transitioning into this position, knowing that it's a big growth spot for you? And it does come at this time of big change for the school.
Really, it's been a humbling experience, getting to know some of the other staff members at a different level, having some great conversations with staff members and teachers and faculty about what they like, some of their visions moving forward, and how I can play a role in that. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to lead some change that is coming, change that'll be challenging, but change that ultimately can strengthen our school for years to come.
Well, and, you know, every time you take kind of a big career leap, I don't care what the industry is, there's a measure of goals and expectations, probably, you know, from that self-reflection standpoint that you want to accomplish. When you think about that, especially knowing you've been in the district for over 10 years and your family's here, and obviously you've taught here and gotten to know so many families, what are those goals and ambitions for you as a leader and the things that, you know, it may not be specific just yet, but kind of projects and initiatives that kind of come to mind when you think about trying to make Pella Christian, as you said, not only, you know, a great place for heritage, but a strong school for many years to come?
Well, the mission of Pella Christian High School is to educate and nurture students to serve in God's world. And that's where I start. And so when I think about the educating, I need to get to know more about our curriculum, our co-curricular, extracurricular activities. What is it that we do really well? And what are the areas of improvement so that we can say that we have a very strong educational product for all of our students and that our teachers and families can be proud of that? To nurture our students, what are the areas that we're doing great on? We talk about caring for students. I think we have some great programs with chapel and discipleship groups and the way that we pour into our students' lives beyond the academics. And then ultimately focusing on serving Christ, serving him now and serving in the future. I think that that's what we're preparing students for. And so as I look at our current initiatives, whether it's our programs, for example, Winterum, whatever initiative we've added over the last few years, are they meeting our mission? And if they're not, how can we improve them so that they are?
Well, it's you bring up Winterum and you bring up Spanish immersion. I know that you and I had that conversation before we opened up the microphone. The ag program, there has been a lot of those new programs coming to PC, and it's come with its own unique challenges as being a private school that doesn't just have natural enrollment growth or a property tax base to serve from. You know, from your role in your chair now, how do you kind of navigate that, knowing that there are unique challenges that Christian schools face that public schools don't, and you're in a community where you have a rapidly growing now public school and, you know, several in the area?
I think it's just getting to know each program at a little deeper level. As you mentioned, Spanish immersion, I think it's a great opportunity. We talk about fulfilling students for life of service. We live in a global society. So teaching kids another language in a very fluent and high level is something that they will find helpful as they serve. So getting to know the program and how it works, how it fits into what we're currently doing. Getting to know our VOAG program. I think Ms. Rethmeyer does a great job with some of our young men and women preparing them for careers in vocational agriculture. And I just think I need to get to know those programs better and get to know what their strengths are and the leaders of those programs and where they want to take those programs and then assist them for their dreams and career goals as well.
So as we enter this academic year, I've mentioned the word integration, and some people may not know where we stand on that and may not know what other big initiatives are coming up, whether it's facilities or what. What are those big things at PC, big picture, you're looking at over the next 9 months when it comes to whether it's integration of the schools here or any facility things here at Pellet Christian High?
Well, I think when it comes to integration, as a K-12 in different schools with Pellet Christian Grade School and Pellet Christian High School, we've kind of taken a step back with COVID. COVID just kind of, I think, forced us to just focus on different things for the past school year. Moving forward now, we have hired, as I mentioned, Harlan DeVries as our interim head of school. He'll serve that for the next year. So in the next 9 months, the biggest thing for our integration activities will be hiring a full-time permanent head of school. And that individual, he or she, will be the one that will lead some of these integration activities coming down the road in future years beyond the 9 months. So that is really the top priority that I can see our schools doing, is just hiring that ultimate leader for both schools.
Once again, that was new Pellet Christian High School principal Kevin Hertigan. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbless.com under podcasts. And subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.